Okay, so we left off yesterday, where it is clear from our sugyan of Tes Misachim that there is something wrong with animal eating tevel. What exactly is wrong with the animal eating tevel? Where did that issur come from? Tevel is not osa bana, any stretch of imagination. So Taisa says, yeah, it's true, it's not osa bana, but it is osa bana shel kilui. Anytime we have a handah that in the process of banana it destroys the item, that's a new category of issur, and that does apply to tevel. How do we know that? Chazal figured that out. So Taisa gave you a whole razzle-dazzle drasha from Lincoln B'Shemen, and you're not allowed to be madlik with tevel, and that's the mark of all hanosho kiloi. It's all the same basic picture. So that was the famous sheet of Taisa's on the Testament of Maseches Pesachim. What was unclear is this issur deraisa. It's based on Pesukim B'Shemeres Tumosai of tevel. It is unclear whether this issur deraisa hanosho kiloi follows all the rules of the Isra Achila to the extent that Yechai of Nisib Deshemayim. What do we say? No, it's not Nisib Deshemayim, it's an Isra Reza, it's an Isra Bialma, whatever you want to call it, whatever the nature of the Isra is. But to say Nisib Deshemayim, you need a possibly explicitly to say Nisib Deshemayim. So it's unclear. So Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer, Asra Deras, Rav Yosef Engel was a Gedali Olam in Galicia in later years. So he wrote a Sefer called Asra Deras, Osir Satorah. So he wrote, in theory, there are only 22 letters in the Alma Beis. I think he threw in a few extra pieces of Torah for good luck. I think the Sofer Yossi threw in, and then he ran out of a few, so he added a few more letters, whatever it was, whatever the many pieces that he had. So the Sefer Asra Deraisa, so he actually has a whole piece discussing about this very Nakuda. Raya's wild Bikias and Shas, called Tarkulas, you're going to bring Raya's back and forth. Is there a Nisra, Mishimis, Mishimimimina? Then, in the middle of that piece, he goes one step further, and he says, even in terms of Leimar, there's a chiyu misa de shemayim for hanosho kili of tevel, but it's not clear whether that would carry over to tevel tohar as well. Why would one question whether it carries over to tevel tohar? So remember, we said at the very end of the shiur yesterday, Rashi in Shabbos writes that the iser hanosho kili of tevel tohar was learned out from a kavachomer. If tevel tamei is also hanosho kili of kavachomer, tevel tohar. Whenever you learn any different from a kavachomer, so you always get very, very weary. Why? Because you have a principle called Ein Onshim Min Hadin. You can't be mechayev a person in Onesh based on something, based on a Kav HaChomer. So then Rabbi Yosef Engel goes 20 pages to discuss that. He said, is that called be mechayev a guy in Onesh? Misa de Shema, is that an Onesh that we meet out as Beis and Shomata? It's an Onesh and Beis and Shomala. So is that Din of Ein Onshim Min Hadin, is that Svar subject to Onshay Shemayim also? Very, very unclear. So it brings you 20 pages of my recovery for that. Then he discusses, what about according to Taisus that says that Tevel Tar is not learned out from Kav HaChomer, it's learned out from a Mematzinu. It's on the same level. It's not more Chomer than Tevel Tar. So Tevel that's learned out from a Mematzinu, is that also called Eron Shem and Adin? So he has another 20 pages about that. We spoke about this in Chulim a little bit last year, about things that I learned out from Mematzinu, Stivas and Rans, and Mishlo Melech, Al Maiselech. So anything you ever want to know about this topic, about the Kav HaChomers and Mematzinus and Enshibinadin and Tevel Tomei, Tevel Tar, so you can take a look and read for the next, take you 6 months to read the whole piece. But that's pretty much what he talks about. Yeah.
Isn't the fact that Tosos is arguing with Rashi and saying that Lamai said the same thing, it's just, it's not Kav HaChomer. Like, isn't that like kind of riot that, like, towards this, that he's saying, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a punishment, because if it wasn't for that, what's the difference?
Okay, maybe I don't know. Taisus is not addressing the onus. Taisus is just saying you don't have to come onto the meat of Kav HaChomer. It's moving the Elov. So I don't know. Not sure. Yeah, I'll take a look at Rabbi Yosef Engel. Take see what he says. Okay, good. Anyway, back to that story. So Lamaisa, when all the dust settles, there is no question that I'm not allowed to feed my animal tevel. That's move on to Elov. That's the Farish of Gemara, because the Gemara is discussing feeding my animal chilas haroi, chilas keva, is it a sofik tevel, a rasik tevel. But Lamaisa, to refeed tevel vaday, gam minat Torah to my animal is for sure asur. And Taisa says we have no questions, no qualms, no hesitations. It's for sure nisa deraisa. Learned that from Pesukim B'Shemeres Tumosai. It's a newfound nisa deraisa called tevel is asur noshim kiva. So it's this sheet that Taisa that now sets the stage for the next half of the sugya, and that is Taisa then makes the following observation. Taisa says, this idea of feeding animals things in the realm of mitzvot lizboretz, in the realm of seder zroah, in the realm of trumas and maaseres, is not only true when it comes to tevel. We find another phenomenon to be true. There is a mishnah explicitly in Maseches Trumas that says that a behemas Yisrael is not permitted to eat truma. I didn't say devil said truma. Behemoth Kohen? Kane, yes. The Mishnah says, Behemoth Shel Yisrael is also Behemoth Kohen, is mutter. Those who may remember way back to the Sukkot of Schiris Kanye and Lo Kanye, back at the beginning of the Yad of Dalid, where Namadam, so back at the above, where the Gemara discusses what would the din be if the animal is owned by Yisrael, but it's rented out to a Kohen. Or it's owned by a Kohen, it's rented out to Yisrael. So the Sukkot of Schiris Kanye, Schiris Lo Kanye, the Gemara discusses the details of that. But the basic fundamental halacha is for sure true that a behemoth Yisrael, how you define behemoth Yisrael is more complicated. But something that indeed a moment is, belongs to Yisrael cannot eat truma. That's a very Mishnah. Where did that come from? Why is that true? What's the source of that? Vishtei Tazoy. So comes Tosis to the rescue. It says, it's part of the same story. Why? Remember that good old drasha from yesterday, Bishmeres Trumel say, Vishtei Truma is a kosa bedaber. Gemara said in Maseches Shabbos that just as you're only allowed to eat Truma Tahora after Hafrasha, but before Hafrasha you're not allowed to, and that's the source that you can't be Madlik B'Shem and Shel Tevel. And Taisa said, whatever it says, you're not allowed to be Madlik B'Shem and Shel Tevel, that means Hanoshal Kiloi, that's a code phrase for Hanoshal Kiloi. So Taisa says, oh, there must be another drasha between the lines of Chazal. This drasha doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. He says, there must be another drasha. Mishmeres Trumosai. Ma Truma Tahora is only mutter to the Kohen. After Frosh, it's mutter only to the Kohen, not to Israel. So too, Truma Temeya is only mutter to a Kohen, not to Israel. What do you do with Truma Temeya? You can't eat Truma Temeya anyway. So what do you do with Truma Temeya? Either you use it as firewood, or you feed it to your dogs. Ooh, says Taisus. That again, this drasha doesn't depend on Shas. The Gemara never uses this drasha, never uses the Shmeres Trumosai to teach me what you can or cannot do with Truma. The Gemara uses it vis-a-vis Tevel. Taisa says, let's move on here because it's part of the same drasha. And it must be this drasha, the Shmeres Trumosai, that's the source for this Mishnah, the Sefer Trumas. It says you can't feed Truma to a Behemus Yisrael. Because there is no other Mokar. Vishtate anywhere in Teshmachsa, Vishtate anywhere in the Aloha, Vishtate in Chumash. You can't feed your truma to a Yisrael. It must be. It's all part of the same pismen of Mishmeres Trumosai. Ma truma tahora ein lecha heter el lekoyein. Av truma tameya ein lecha heter el lekoyein. Ad kan devir tesis. So tesis just took the Mishnah truma about a coin, about a Yisrael's animal not being permitted to eat truma, and linked it to the sugya of not being able to feed tevel to your animals as well. It's all the same sugya. So the Rash, in his Perish of Mishnayis, in Maseches Trumas, says, L'hoyud v'amayod. Taisus made up a drasha. I mean, the Rash was one of the Balei Taisus. Our colleagues, our other Balei Taisus, made up a drasha. There is no such drasha anywhere. So, Imkein, what is the source for the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Beferish. So the Rash says, I'm going to go back to Chumash. I'm going to look for a pasuk in Chumash. I'm going to bring you a mocha had a chazal. No, this Mishnah Trumas, that a behemoth Yisrael can't eat truma. Says the Rash, he thinks it's based on a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Who's allowed to eat truma? A kohen's allowed to eat truma. Who else is allowed to eat truma? So the Torah says in Pasha Zemar, for kohen, ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspo. You have other individuals who can also eat truma, even though they're not really biologically kohanim. They're not, they don't have the kohen gene, they don't have the kohen DNA. They're not descendants of Aaron and Kohen, but they can still eat truma, provided that they meet the criteria being, the kohen, ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspo. They have to be kinyan kaspo. Who qualifies as kinyan kaspo? Oh, an Evid Kenani is kidding. Not Evid Knivri, but Evid Kenani is kidding Kaspo. Who's the other kidding Kaspo? The famous one, Kedushin, a woman, under Fahamid Aleph. The Gemara says that, how do you know that Arusa Basisol Chalos Machuma? She doesn't even have to be in a Suah Midrash Ramon, for other reasons she has to be in a Suah. But Midaraisa, she can eat Truma from the moment of Kedushin. So I take a Koyki Ganevish kidding Kaspo, and Isha is called kidding Kaspo. Why exactly is a woman kidding Kaspo? Why she kidding Kaspo?
If he did Kiddush
HaKesed. Oh, so Mr. Alter says it must be that he did Kiddush HaKesed. And what if he didn't? What if he did Kiddush HaShtar, Kiddush HaBia? So how does Isha become Kiddush Kiddin Kaspo? So that's the Shidbuk Gubetz, this Kasha in Maseches Kesubis. So Shidbuk Gubetz has posed this question. As I understand if he gave her a ring, it's Kiddin Kesef, so Kiddin Kaspo. Kiddin Kaspo means I acquired her through my Kesef. But if I was Makadosh, which Shtar, Bia, Michael, and Neymar. So she recommends quotes one answer by saying, Makshin Havayis Ladadi, that the Gemara has this in other places in Maseches Kedushin, that the three methods of Kedushin are compared to one another. The Inochinami, the phrase Kinyan Kasbu itself really only literally means the Taich, the Kinyan Kasef. The only reason why Kedushin Shtar, Kedushin Bia could also be Ma'achil is because Shtar and Bia are compared to Kinyan Kasef, but the real Darosh Kinyan Kasef only refers to the Maisa Kinyan Kasef. Eidish Shloimer says the Shibu Kometz now. We mistranslated Kinyan Kasbo. Kinyan Kasbo doesn't mean the person who you acquired by using Kesef. What's been Kinyan Kasbo? Kinyan Kasbo is a phrase, someone who belongs to you. I don't care what method you use to acquire the person. That's completely irrelevant. Kinyan Kasbo means someone who is your Kinyan, someone who belongs to you. So Shibu Kometz says, your wife belongs to you, whether you are Makadish or Kesef Shtar Rabia. How do I know that? It's the first Mishnah Kedusha. Isha Nignes. Nignes the Bible, like Rashi. So a husband has a Kinyan Kasbo on his wife. Now, there are different daggers of Kinyan Kasbo. Kinyan Kasbo doesn't necessarily mean that you can do whatever you want to your wife. It actually doesn't mean that. Let's say, I have a bottle of water. So how did I get this bottle of water? I went to the store and bought the bottle of water. If I want, I could drink. If I want, I could take the water and throw it down the drain also. I mean, maybe it's Valtashkas, maybe it is, maybe it's not. But a Pidini moment is nothing can stop me. I could take the bottle of water and throw out the window. Nothing stopping me. Pidini moment is doing that. I don't have a right to throw my wife out the window. I don't have a right to throw my wife out the window. I have to treat her in the proper way. There are a lot of halachas and ashkafas and Torah that dictate how a person has, and the Pidini moment is Shabbat. A person doesn't have a right to do anything he wants to his wife. So forget about the midas, forget about the common decency. And Dini Mamanis, which doesn't belong, it's not Kishar B'chamayra. Even if Yod is a Kenyan Baal B'ishta, it's not Kishar B'chamayra. But nevertheless, the Shibu Kubetza says there is a Dini Mamanis Shibai, that the wife belongs to the husband in terms of Dini Mamanis. And that's why she's called Kenyan Kasbo. So I couldn't care less of the Shibu Kubetza in the second Teretz, whether he was Makarish B'kesa B'shtar B'biya. It's not the Maisa Kenyan that creates the Kenyan Kasbo. That's the wrong translation of the phrase Kenyan Kasbo. The correct translation of the phrase Kinyan Kasbo is that she is his Kinyan. Not that he used Kesef to buy her. She is the quote-unquote Kinyan Kasbo.
Doesn't that run up against the Eved Ivri? Would you then want to include the
Eved Ivri? Oh, very good. Excellent. Right. So the answer is that the Kinyan that you have, one of two answers. Either that in Eved Ivri, Tanka, the Kinyan that you have in Eved Ivri is not on par with the Kinyan that you have in your wife. That's one possibility. Or it could be that even though an Eved Ivri really should have been called Kinyan Kasbo based on this, the Torah says Tosh V'Sachar Le'Yochel Bo. The Torah says explicitly that Tosh V'Sachar is not. So that's unclear when the Torah says Tosh V'Sachar Le'Yochel Bo, teaching us that an Eved Ivri can't eat. It doesn't say that's possible by Korban Pesach. It says Toshav Kohev V'Sachar Le'Yochel Kodesh. Same thing. So either that's Gzeiras HaKosov, that an Eved Ivri really Me'ikra did is Kinyan Kasbo, but there's a quirk that you can't eat it. Or the Torah is being megala to me that the nature of the Kinyan of an Adon and Eved Ivri is a little bit different than it's not even on par with a wife. That's a loaded question, but not for that. So it's just interesting this parenthetically. These 2 days in Shibu Kubetz seem to be arguing about a very, very fundamental question. Namely, does a husband really have the moment as Kinyan as wife or not? I mean, the Mishnah says Isha Niknes. That's nice, that's cute, but that just doesn't mean she can't get married to anybody else. I mean, she's an Isha Zish, but does it mean that he has a Moministic Kenyan when he's Bekadish and Isha? Does something really change in the Mominis? So the first day of the Shukubet, it sounds like not. Nothing really changed. And the only reason why a wife is called a Kenyan Kasbo, it's not for the same reason that Eved Kenani is called a Kenyan Kasbo. It's not for the same reason that other things are called Kenyan Kasbo. It's only called Kenyan Kasbo because he made a Maisa Kenyan with Kesef, and then you have to explain the Hekesh to Makshina Vayis Ladot. But according to the 7 day of the Shukubet, it says, he mamish has a Kenyan, Dini Mominis in her. So what's the answer to that question? That's a loaded question. So this is a famous machlekes Bnei Yeshua on the Avnei Miluim. There's a famous word from the Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua says, why is it that Kedushin and Atosin in an Eishes Ish? He throws out this kasha. Why is it that Yadum for something? If a Rachel's married to Reuven, obviously if Shimon goes and gives a Kedushin, the Tavar Mateo, which doesn't even get from the same guy. Why is it? Why is that halacha true? The Gemara never asked the kasha. The Gemara just takes like a thousand places in the Maseches Kedushin and says, get this, move on to Elam. What's the mokka for that? So says the Bnei Yeshua, it's very simple. It's elementary. He says, you don't need a pasuk, you don't need a drush. That's very partial. Says the Bnei Yeshua, he says, let's say you own a car. He doesn't say a car, so you own a horse. Okay, so what does it make you own a car? Reuven owns a car, and Reuven sells the car to Shimon. And then a week later, he tries to sell the same car to Levi. I need a pasuk to tell me that he can't sell the car to Levi that he sold to Shimon last week. We need a pasuk for. Says you can only sell what belongs to you. So once you, if I try to sell somebody else's property, that's called gezeilah. So I can't sell. I'm not a buyer. I'm just sell something that doesn't belong to me. So comes the Pesach and says, when a woman is born, a little girl is born, so she's the buyer on herself. She has the right to accept kedusha until she's 12 and a half. Her father is the baal of her. He can accept kedusha. Once she's 12 and a half, then that rishus reverts to her. So she's 25 years old. She's the baal to decide who she wants to accept kedusha for, who she wants to, in a sense, sell herself to as an isha labaila. So she decides to marry Reuben. And then 6 months later, she says, no, I'm going to be mekabel kedusha from Shimon. That's like trying to sell the car that you sold to somebody else last week. So you can't do that. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Move on, me'ela. So Pnei Yeshua was assuming that there's some kind of a dinim mominus here. That there's a dinim mominus that's preventing the tefisas, the chalaisa kedusha of the second guy. The Pnei Yeshua is working with that idea, the second idea of the Shem Kibetz and Subas, that when a woman gets married, Isha Nikris Abayla, there's some real chalaisa dinim mominus that's taking place. So the Abdi Melun quotes this Pnei Yeshua and says, I don't think it's right. He says, that's the reason why ain't kedusha tois b'ishas ish. That's the only reason why. The Gemara says, the Feirish, the end of the fourth parakh of Yevamos, that how do you know, what's the barometer to use whether a child is a mamzer or not? If a child comes from a union of a man and a woman where there was no tefis kedusha, not that they didn't get married, if you have a pane bala panuy, the child's not a mamzer, but if you have two individuals who could not get married to each other in halacha, they couldn't have tefis kedusha even if they tried to, so the resulting child is considered to be a mamzer. So comes the Abin Lulim and says, I understand. If you're going to tell me that the reason why there's no kedushin is because of some glitch, because you can't sell a car twice, that's going to create mamzerus. So I don't do mamzerus. The reason why there's no kedushin in an eishes ish is because an eishes is an erva like any other erva, and there's a gzeiras hakasav that kedushin not touched in arayas. So why is the pnei Yeshua have to go look in dirimot, look in chesh mishpat, explain that selling, getting married a second time is like selling a car to somebody else? Why is it doing anything? So the real reason why there's no kedushin touched in an eishes ish is because she's an erva. So for shneitzach, arayas prevents tefisas kedushin. It's only the din of eat tefisas kedushin that's the veif and milchus arayas that creates mamzerus. If the e-tweetzah's kedusha emanates from some quirk, indeed, mamzerus is a chesh mishpah, what's up to that? Mamzerus is not a function of chesh mishpah. Mamzerus is the function of Evan Ezra. That's a famous machlokes. When you learn Maseches Kedushin, so that's the first thing you talk about. Isha nikneis labayla, so what's meant? Is it a din of din of mamzerus or not? Back to the story. So
Kedushin is not
talking about
an
era, because
they
mentioned
about
the era. No, it's Apsukim. It says, Isha chalosikach, le'eba likuchen, and then hukshukar ra'is labodeh, chagad, and then the third back Maseches Kedushin. So back to the story. So there's a din of kleikik and evishkin and kaspel. So you can have multiple individuals who can eat truma even though they don't have kedushas kuna in the full sense of it. They're not biological guanim. So if a kenayin even kain, bechlal is not a kain bechlal. An eishes kain bechlal is not. She's not a kain. She's a kedushas kuna tar, and she often bechain. She can eat truma. So comes the Rash and says, there's another individual who could also eat truma even though they don't have kedushas kuna. Who's that other individual? An animal. So he's kidney cosplay. Not just because I bought him with a kidney cosplay. Even without a kidney, it's in the kidney cosplay. Well, he belongs to me. It's literally kishar v'chamari. It is shar v'chamari. It is my ox. It is my chamar. So an animal is permitted. So the Torah says the kayin kik the nefesh kinyan cosplay. So comes the Rash and says the following fascinating Rash. Comes the Rash and says that. That posuk, nefesh kinyan kaspo, refers to an animal also. I don't know what it refers to an animal. Nefesh? Doesn't a nefesh mean a person? A person's a nefesh. An animal's a nefesh. What about an animal being a nefesh? An animal's not a nefesh. So how did Chazal know that nefesh kinyan kaspo is even referring to an animal also? So says the Rash, what do you mean? A nefesh, an animal is called a nefesh. I'll bring you rayas, an animal is called a nefesh. Mach a nefesh behem yishomeno. What?
Also,
Kinefesh Abasar. Okay, good. So, trip to Tanakh. So the word nefesh does refer to an animal. So now comes the Rash and says, oh, the Koyen, Kiyikne Nefesh, Kinyan Kaspo, all nefashos are allowed to eat truma, provided they belong to a Koyen. Vice toys, any nefesh who is not a Kinyan Kaspo of a Koyen, is not allowed to eat truma. That's the bracha that a behemus Yisrael can't eat truma. Because a behemah is called a nefesh, as we just learned in Tanakh. A behemah is called a nefesh. And since a behemah is called a nefesh, so therefore any behemah / nefesh that happens not to be kidin kaspo of a kayin, it cannot eat truma. Why? It's a bit of an essay. It's not a lot. I don't know what it is. It's a violation of this pasuk. It's plainly against this pasuk. If you're not a nefesh of a kayin, you can't eat truma. The behemah is called a nefesh. So in passing, the Rash is trying to drive home this point that a behemah is really, really called a nefesh. So it's cute when I said, oh yeah, makadosh behemah shomena. Come on, it's just a pasuk. It's not a riot or anything. We need a halachic concept. It's really true in halacha that a behemah is called mamash nefesh. Oh, so the Rash quotes, makes a reference to a sugya the second paragraph of Maseches Beitza. There happens to be a machlokes at Tanoim in Maseches Beitza about, are you allowed to cook for your animals on Yom Tov? What's the deal? Am I allowed to carry for my animals, cook for my animals, shech to feed my animals? Am I allowed to prepare food from animals or not? So one Tana says, no, you can't, because we spoke about this. Lachem ha? Follow Yaakov, lachem ha-klovim, right? You can't even feed, you can't do any melachas for your dogs on Yom Tov. And the other Tana says, no, you can. Why? Because so comes the Rashi and says, and how do we paskin on this Shaila? So he says, oh, we paskin like the other day in the Gemara, we paskin that it's okay, you're allowed to feed the animal. That's what he says. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like that. But he makes reference to somebody Shem and say, yeah, he quotes that on the Yom, he says, that Tana, who says that Behem is called the Nefesh, so it's called the Nefesh, it's called the Nefesh for Yom Tov purposes, it's called the Nefesh for Chuva purposes, and that the head there to feed your dogs and Yantif is what now causes trouble. Now you can't feed the, if you're Yisrael, you can't feed your dogs a devil. I'm saying you can't feed your dogs a truma. Because the underlying principle is that a baby is called a nefesh. I can't be a rash. So in passing, there's a little bit of aura we could possibly make on this rash. That the rash quotes this. Anyone saw the rash in Mount Kermis? No, it's a rash in the Mishnayis and Trumas. Rash, Ben Shimshim. So the Rash doesn't quote a me'atzmai, he quotes it from Rabbeinu Moshe, one of the earlier Balei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Moshe. So he quotes it, and we have Rabbeinu Tzio. We have the phone. Rabbeinu Tzio, quick. Who's got the phone? Rabbeinu Tzio, quickly. What?
What?
I'll get it quicker. Rabbeinu Tzio. You got it? It's a top toys on Chabez and Beis. Okay, I'll get it. What's it? Is my Twitter phone on? Hold on, I'll get it for you. Hold on, Beis. What's it?
This?
It's a microphone. It's a microphone.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
Second?
You can put it in the Chaval. Yeah, it's top of Chaval for the base.
There's
something Chaval. Hold on, I got Tosis here. Yeah. So Tosis quotes Machlokes to Balei Tosis. How do we paskin? Do we paskin Lachem Lo Leklovim? That Yitaka can cook for an animal? Do we paskin that? No, Eichel Nefesh includes even the dogs. So Taisus quotes Omer ben Shmuel me Ifra b'shem Achiv Rabbeinu Moshe. The halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that you are allowed to cook for animals. Right. So that's the Shmuel me Ifra quotes the name of his brother Rabbeinu Moshe. So the Rash quotes the Rash and Trumas. Quotes his pshat, and how do you know you're not allowed to feed the dogs of Israel? So the Rash quotes this pshat in the name of Rabbeinu Moshe from Puntaiza. So I remember one night when I was preparing to sukkah back a few months ago, it was late, very late at night. I was sitting in the house, and all of a sudden, it dawned on me that maybe it's the same Rabbeinu Moshe, that Rabbeinu Moshe was being quoted by the Rash, as putting put all his eggs in his basket. He's quoted the Gemara in Beitza. He's examined for the Gemara in Beitza that a nefesh beim is called a nefesh, and that's the makor that you can't feed truma to beim Yisrael. Maybe that's the same Rabbi Moshe that his brother's quoting him. So I've seen myself as two different towns. One is Ivra, and one is Puntaiza. So I said, who said it's the same person? So I think to myself, maybe if we're in Puntais, like Tidik and Burgerfield, we're in the same place. It's like Flappish and Bar, it was across the street from each other. I don't know where Ivra was, where Puntais was. It's no big deal. It's very easy to check. It's a joke. The towns in France still exist. Puntais exists in France today. Ivra exists in France today. So you have to know Ivra, there were two towns. There's a place. If versus something that you have to know what the modern day French equivalent of it is. So the bottom line is, I googled Puntaiza and Ivra, and I just did one question. I just did a search of directions. How long was the trip from one to another? It's a couple of miles away from Shana. It's not so far from Shana. It's over the river. There's a river in between them. I don't know if the toll is on the river. It's not so far. It's about 10 miles or so between them. 10 miles today is a 10-minute drive. 10 miles then was another world. So I was like so excited. I couldn't like hold back. I woke my wife up to tell her this. I was so excited that I may have discovered that Rabbi Moshe and Ivra and Rabbi Moshe ties with the same person. Until I was disappointed to find that I did a little more research. I found out I don't think they were the same person. I think they're like 100 years apart or something. I don't think they were the same person. So I'm not sure. I was looking for the book of the Balei HaTosfos. That's the only book that's going to be Bachuria, this Professor Orbach's book on the Balei HaTosfos. It's a 1,000-page book on anything you ever want to know about the Balei HaTosfos. So it's in the library here. When you get the chance, you can look it up and see whether Moshe and Puntaiza or Moshe and Ivra were the same person. I'm not sure they were the same person. But if they were, it would be very cute that they were quoted the same nefesh. They're both big believers in the animals being a nefesh. Anyway, back to that story. So the bottom line is, back to the Truma Shabbat. Everyone agrees that a behemoth Yisrael cannot eat Truma. It's our mission, Ferish Mishnah. What's the Mokor? So either the Mokor is exerts a cause of nefesh behemoth Bechlal, or it's by the age-old pismin of Hanosh Kiloi. Is also the devil, also the Hema, the Truma, the whole 9 yards. Fine. So let's take a step back for a moment. The Rash and the Rebbeinu Moshe Puntaiza, these Rishonim who do not want to invoke the sugya of Tevel, don't want to go down that route. Why don't they want to go down that route? What's wrong with the Gemara and Rash of the Balei HaTosfos? So one can understand one of two ways. What the hesitation of the other Rishonim was to go down the route of the Balei HaTosfos. So one approach is to say that Chazal never speak about this drasha extending to Truma. The drasha that appears in Masechta Shabbos, if anything, only appears by Tevel. So Tevel Luchud, with Truma Luchud. So we have no source, we have no mokah whatsoever that there's a to extend it to Truma. That's one possibility. Or it could be, for another reason, it could be that maybe this whole idea of Hanosh or Kiloi maybe doesn't exist in the Torah. Remember the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about Ein Madlikin. Right? That was the Gemara was talking about. Hanosh or Kiloi? Tosfos made up the whole idea of Hanosh or Kiloi. It doesn't appear in the Gemara anywhere. Tosfos said, oh, there's an Issa Derais called Hanosh or Kiloi. It's only because Tosfos extended the Isra of Anosh Kiloi to that included Behemoth. If you hold, there is no Isra of Anosh Kiloi. It's just a quirk. You're not allowed to be Madlik B'Shemen. We state that the Isra of Hadloka spills over to Behemoth. Like, who made that up? So we have a lot of hesitations. We're not exactly sure. Tosfos made a lot of assumptions that the Rashi and the Moshe may be arguing with. So we have to put that in the back burner for a little bit and figure out what exactly the Kudus and the Chaykus is all about. But Rabbi Tzai, let's get back to our story of the Truma for a second. So everybody agrees that Truma is also to Behemoth Yisrael. You can't argue, it's a mission, Ferish Mishnah. Behemoth Yisrael cannot eat Truma. Does that mean that Hanosh Kiloi is also a Truma, like Tosfos says? What does that mean? It's exerus a kosa that all the fashos, including behemoths, cannot eat truma unless you belong to a kohen. It's unclear. My nafka min ladina between the two approaches. At the end of the day, the behemis can't eat it. The tremendous nafka min ladina. What's that? Uh-huh. If I have shemen shel truma, I'm a Yisrael. I want to use it for firewood. Is there anything wrong with that? I'm a regular Yisrael. And I want to use shemen shel truma for firewood. Can I do that or not? It's according to Tosfos, that's an issur d'oraisa. That's an osho kilui. Behemoth and firewood are the same thing. The entire theme of the Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Tes is that what you can't use for firewood, you can't feed the animals. What you can't feed the animals, you can't use for firewood. It's all the same thing. So if we know for a fact that the mishnas of Beferish and Trumas, there's an issur gomer min haTorah to feed Behemoth Yisrael, Truma, of course you can't use Truma for firewood. Min haTorah you can't use for Truma for firewood. It's the Shaila. But if the Rash is right, Rabbeinu Moshe Mikuntais is right, that is a core, there's a cost of the Alma that you can't feed your animals of Yisrael, you can't feed your animals Truma. How do you know you can't use Truma for firewood? What does firewood have to do with Kohen Ki? There's no such thing. There's no such entity. It's not true. Is that true what I just said? That there's machlekes and Rishonim, can Yisrael use Truma for firewood? So that's dead wrong. The Mishnah says the Beferish you can't. Mishnah says that it's Truma. It's a black and white that Yisrael cannot use Truma for firewood. Cannot be Matik B'Shem Truma. Can't use a candle. Can't use oil of Truma. Not even a Shaila. So what am I wasting your time asking you, telling you it's totally machlekes and Rishonim? What is unclear is those Mishnayos and the end of Masechus Trumas that say Yisrael cannot use Truma for firewood. It is unclear is that a Nisa Deraisa, that a Nisa Derabanan. According to Tosfos, it's for sure a Nisa Deraisa. It's Mishberes Trumosai. It's an Osho Kilo. It's part of the last 2 days this year. According to the Rash, it's only a Nisa Derabanan. There's no Mokra in Shas to say it's also in the Torah. So now, wait a second. Now we have a real Shiloh. We have this Mishnah that says you can't feed Truma to the famous Yisrael. Chayt v'layavah. Kol Rishonim across the board hold that's a Nisa Deraisa. Just about all Rishonim hold is Nisa Deraisa. Maybe one Das Yochid somewhere else disagrees. But the standard Rishonim in the page here, the Taisis, the Rash, the Mashmuta, everyone is agreeing that's also Min HaTorah. But we don't know that Nisa Deraisa. Is that indicative of the fact that Anosho Kivli is also Min HaTorah? Or is that a quirk that's existed that's been brought to you by Behemoths? Now we know for a fact that Lamais, Lamai, Loch, Lamais, Shulchan Aruch, it says Yisrael can't use Truma for firewood. Is that an Issa Deraisa according to Tosfos? Yeah, according to the Rash, maybe not. So that should be testable. That should be able to be able to Mariah to. Is that an Issa Deraisa? This is the Rabban. So one of the pivotal issues of that is a Mishnah that appears at the end of Maseches Trumos, where the Mishnah says, yes, it's true that as a general rule, Yisrael may not use Truma just to light a fire. That's true. But the Mishnah says a few things. The Mishnah in the end of Truma says, generally speaking, Yisrael cannot light, you know, a Shem and Shel Truma for himself, only a Kohen can. But the Mishnah gives three exceptions to this rule. The Mishnah says, "B'bat the midrashas, if you're in the Beis Medrash and it's dark, you need to light up some candles, or it's cold, so then it's okay. You can light with Shem and Shel Truma, that's fine, no problem. Or but the Knesios, you're in Shul, it's also okay." Then the Mishnah speaks of Mavusa, if you have a dark alleyway or something, it's also okay. And then the Mishnah says, and from Makom Chayla, you're allowed also. If there's a Chola there, you can light the Shem and Shel Truma for a Chayla. Bishus HaKohen. If there's a Kohen there also, if there's a Kohen who's tending to the Chayla is in Yisrael, but the Kohen's sitting there and saying, Tehillim, the Kohen's also using the fire, then the Mishnah says it's okay. So the Mishnah says a few things. The Mishnah says, in a base marriage, it's okay, in a shul, it's okay. And for a sick Yisrael, it's okay as long as there's a Kohen also benefiting from the fire. What is Pshat of this Mishnah? It's a straight there. What is Pshat of this Mishnah? So, according to the Rash, this Mishnah is very easy. This Mishnah is a joke. This Mishnah, why? It's all Derabban anyway. So Chazal said that when there's a big super duper tzarech rabim, we're going to be matar it. So therefore, in Shul it's okay, in Bismanish it's okay. For Bikacholim, we don't want to be matrid outright for Bikicholim, but just make sure there's a Kohen there also. As long as the Kohen's also, you know, saying Tehillim a little bit, he's helping, he needs the fire a little bit, so we're going to look the other way. We're going to be matrid the Yisr. So according to the Rash, the whole list is Derabbanei Mamre Mamre. But according to Tais, how do you read this Mishnah? What's around the Mishnah? A According to Taisus, an Issa Gomer Min HaTorah should maybe even be Sadei Shemai. Back to Yosef Mengel. There's an Issa Gomer Min HaTorah and Noshal Kiel Yisrael B'Truma. What's the Mishnah telling the story? So what kind of thing is this? Why is it Mutter? So comes Taisus and says, the answer is very simple. So Taisus later on, Psachim, give him a second. Taisus later on that says the answer is very simple. The Mishnah gives it away in the last line. What does the Mishnah say in the last line? She's going the claims there. So how is it matter it? What's the klal? Nearly echad elameya. So the Kohen's lighting it for himself. Once the Kohen's using it for himself, it's putta v'dishol also. It's the same kilu. It's the same anashal kilu. Once the Kohen's lighting it for him to be able to read the Tehillim, so the Yisrael could use it to read his novel. He's laying in bed. He's trying to feel good. It's okay. Once the Kohen uses it, it's fine. But wait a second. There's a big enough kavina how to read this Mishnah. Why? The Mishnah says, "Madlikim bebatik nesis avat midrashos v'al achayla b'shus hakohen." What's the machlekes? Is the phrase "b'shus hakohen" going back on the entire Mishnah, or is it all going back on the last case? So according to Rash, it's only going back on the last case. It said bebatik nesis avat midrashos. It's about Rav Tzachir Rabin. Tzachir Rabin mechametz. It's only the Sidra Ban anyway. They lifted by Mokam Rabin. But according to the Tosfos, there's no hetter Mokam Rabin. It's ridiculous. It's an Issa Deraisa. According to Taisus, the only possible head that we can even begin to negotiate, it's got to be what Rabbi say. It's got to be Neil Yechid Elameh. Without the head of Neil Yechid Elameh, there's nothing to talk about. The discussion is over. So wait a second. So then, what's the matter for the Batik Nisias about the Midrashos? There must be there's a Kain in Shia today. Any Koranim here? No, that's why there's a bit of heat on today because Kim is a Shemeshal Truma. So it's understood. You can have a shear in the Bishmash without at least one chach, one kayin. You can have a whole minion in shear without one kayin. I talk in the market. So when the Mishnah says that, but he's about the Rashi's is mutter, so Taisus quotes that, oh, of course, you have to make sure, just ask before it, is there a kayin in shear? As long as there's one kayin in shear, one kayin in the shul, then it's okay. But without that, it's also been a Torah. So this is a running back like it's a Mishnah. So it's all started off testing Psachim. Because the Mishnah says in Psachim, an animal can't eat tevil. I said, why not? Oh, because an animal eating tevil is the same as using tevil's shemen shel tevil to burn. Because there's nothing per se also about animals, nothing per se also about fires. The Isra is a noshal kili. And that Isra derais of a noshal kili applies to tevil, and then it applies to truma Yisrael. Oh, so all the same, everything is two words. Rishat Shemosa has the source for 15 different sugyas according to Taisus. The Rash says, lo yed v'me yadam. The Rash says that there's a specialist of prati to feed tevil, to feed truma to behemus kayin. But now the multi-million dollar question becomes, according to the Rash, what's Pshat Agamar? Agamar says you can't feed tevil to a behemus kayin. Why not? I'm sorry, to a behemus. It's not according to Israel. Tevil is also bechilus behema. What's the source for that? The Rash is not the biggest believer of Mishmeres Trumosai, or is he? So we have a little bit of fine-tuning to do. Hopefully, Mitzvah will pick this up tomorrow. And in doing the last Nakud of the Sugya, the last loose end of the Sugya, it's going to open up a whole new world for us. What is the relationship, or lack thereof, between the Issur of Achilas Tevel and the Issur of Achilas Truma Yisrael? Are those two Issurim at all related to one another or not? So are we going to have, is it possible to have situations where there are certain things that you're allowed to do with Truma, but not allowed to do with Tevel? Does that even make sense? Does that even on the radar screen? So that's going to be the Shirayim or the Sugya from Mitzvah Tavah. Yeah.
Two questions. First, according to Tosfos, if the Kohen is going to all three, then why is the Mishnah listing these three? It could be anything. Meaning, as long as there's a Kohen benefiting from it, like, why are they listing these?
So it could be that Mitzvah Rabbanan, yes, it could be that Mitzvah Rabbanan doesn't look right. You know, Neil Yechad Elameh is a matim in a Torah. But that's such a good idea, Midrabban. So if you have two guys, and Rakayan and Yisrael just playing cards together, so I don't know, maybe that's not such a good idea, Midrabban. It doesn't look right. But the Minat Torah, the math, there is the Alech and the Minat
Lameya. Okay, fine. And the question according to the Rash, what's different about Circuit Sibor and Acholi? Usually,
right. We should have been math without, right? Right.
Usually,
no. Like, okay, so not always. Tzorchim, Rabim, sometimes Mocham, and Tzorchim, maybe. Okay, good. Okay, I'll mention tomorrow. You guys, I don't know if anyone's still doing the Mamikom, so try to get ahead to the next thing.